Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. The Book of Common Prayer says, in the midst of life, we are in death. In the text which Peter just set before you today, as he was still living his life to the fullest, Aaron, the brother of Moses, the first high priest of the nation of Israel, came to the moment of his death. In the midst of his life, he was suddenly caught up in death. The moment of Aaron's appointment with death came. At Mount Hor, on the border of the land of Edom, God spoke to Moses, "Aaron shall be gathered to his people." Aaron was going to die. Moses was told that Aaron would not be allowed to enter the promised land because of his sin at Meribah. First death, then judgment. Moses, Aaron, and Eleazar, Aaron's firstborn son, were to go up on the mountain together. There, Moses was to divest Aaron of his priestly garments and put them on Eleazar. And then, on the spot, Aaron would die. The Bible says that Moses did exactly as God commanded him to do, and when it was all done, Aaron died. Now, the lessons from this text are this. Lesson number one, at the appointed time, we will all, every one of us, face death. There is absolutely no question about the matter. Your appointment with death is not a random thing, as you may think. There are no circumstantial considerations in the question. God has already settled the matter. When the trumpet sounds in your ears, you will die. The fact is that you don't know when you will be summoned by the trumpet call of God to meet the last enemy in this life, death. Maybe that appointment is a long way off for you. Maybe not. Perhaps it's closer at hand than you think. You certainly do not know the year, the day, or the hour, but God does. The appointment is set. When the moment comes, the trumpet will sound, and you will die. Lesson number two, following death comes judgment. Aaron, Israel's first high priest, failed in the judgment. He was declared guilty of sin and therefore rendered unfit. And while this may sound harsh, the same thing will happen to you. When you stand before the Father, you will fail in the judgment, for like Aaron, you are unfit to enter the promised land. You are unfit for the kingdom of heaven because, like Aaron, you have sinned. All, and that includes you, all have sinned and fallen short. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. That all includes you. If you say, "I have not sinned," you are a liar. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. See, if you have drawn breath, you have sinned. And that sin will follow you to death and leave you hanging at the judgment. You are condemned, as was Aaron, unless you plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The hymnist said it, "I have no other righteousness. I have no other plea but that the Savior died and that he died for me." So you will die, and you will stand before God in the judgment, and the only name which will save you from hell is the name Jesus. Lesson number 3, death is part of life, but not the end of it. The way the text sets the matter before us is like this. Death is simply matter of fact. I mean, Aaron is going about life, and all of a sudden he's told he's going to die. And guess what? On that day, he died. We need to put death in its proper perspective. It's simply a part of life. The moment of death comes, it goes. And life continues on. Tuesday, just last Tuesday, I attended a funeral. We put the guy in the ground. Then I went home and had lunch. Life went on. And even for the guy we put in the ground, even for the deceased, life went on. For he knew Jesus. And those who know Jesus cannot die. The scripture says it. So he faced death. He fell short in the judgment. He pleaded the name of Jesus. And he entered the kingdom of heaven. Alive. If you know Jesus, the same thing will happen to you. And if you know Jesus, death becomes a transition into the next life, not the end of life in this place. It is, therefore, the end of nothing for those of us who know Jesus. And it is, in fact, the beginning of something new. For in the kingdom of God, we will know glory that we cannot imagine here. And a single day will take 1,000 of our years. Lesson number 4. Mourn, therefore, and move on. In the text set before you today, the nation of Israel mourned Aaron's death for 30 days. The scripture says there is a time to mourn. But in the text, from the beginning of the mourning, steps were taken to move on into the future. Aaron's priestly garments were taken off of him and put on his son, Eleazar. Steps were taken to be sure that life would continue without interruption. If we hold death in its proper perspective, we will see it as transition and not end. While we may mourn because we are sorry our loved one has gone, we'll move on. Because we know in faith that death is not the end, it is but the beginning. So lesson number 5, accept the will and plan of God. When God said to Moses, "Your brother will die," Moses did not fall on the ground overcome with sorrow and mourning. No. He didn't even bother to argue with God, "Well, does it have to be today?" He did exactly as God said he should. He accepted the will and the plan of God, and so did Aaron, by the way. You want to know the truth? You got no choice. So resolve to let God be God. When it comes to death, be it your death or the death of someone you love, accept it as part of God's plan. Be prepared. to plead the name of Jesus. For there is no other way through the judgment. And if you plead the name of Jesus when you stand before the Father, you will not die. Instead, you will live.